Hello there, and welcome to Fast and Bulbous on Sound Art Radio. My name's David Edwards, and I'm going to be playing you all kinds of weird and wonderful tunes over the next just less than an hour now. That was Cardiacs with Insect Hoofs on Lassie, and I should point out before we go any further, I apologise for the literal no-show last week. Due to various misunderstandings, which I won't bore you with the details of, but yes, apologies for that. But I'm back here to tickle your ears with all kinds of wonderful stuff. Week before last, we did a special all about Japanese music of various ilks, and I didn't have time to squeeze in this pretty recent discovery for me, a Japanese group called Killing Time. This is quite a lengthy track, 10 minutes, so I'll see you on the other side of it. But from their debut album, this is the title track, Bob. We'll be right back. Well, that was Killing Time, a Japanese avant-rock group, I guess you would call them, with a track called Bob. Now, back on the first or second show I did, I played a little bit of Unthanks, specifically a cover they did of King Crimson's Starless. Now, if you don't know Unthanks, they... do, you know, pretty interesting and rather sumptuous arrangements of various folk and folk-ish, and sometimes completely non-folk tracks, such as the aforementioned King Crimson track. But whatever they turn their hand to, it always seems to come out really quite lovely and special, and this is no exception. So from their most recent album, Last, this is Queen of Hearts.
To the Queen of Hearts is the Ace of Sorrow. Here today, gone tomorrow. Young men are plenty, but sweethearts few. If my love leaves me, what shall I? father, I love my mother. I love my sister, I love my brother. I love my friends and my family too. I'd forsake them all and go with you.
Thank you.
Hello, and if you just joined us, this is Fast and Bulbous on Sound Art Radio. Sorry, I was in the middle of a conversation before, and I sort of didn't notice the end of the track there. Anyway, that was Fred Dutch with Akekishu. You can find that on a compilation on Loaf Records entitled Loaf Presents Domestic Pop, and a very fine compilation that is too, well worth checking out. Now it's time for this week's big long song, and this week it comes courtesy of progressive rock group Griffin, who interestingly started out very much in the kind of medieval folk revivalist vein, and with each passing album got a bit rockier, a bit proggier, until by the time they released the album Rain Dance, they were coming up with stuff like this. This is Ein Kein Heldenleben by Griffin, and I shall speak to you again in 16 minutes' time. Enjoy. Well, isn't that just delightful? That was Griffin with a track called Ein Klein Heldenleben, which you can find. Sorry, I just realised that the next track was playing there. Oh dear, that was dreadful, wasn't it? Right, let's try that link again, shall we? That was Griffin with Ein Klein Heldenleben, which you can find on Rain Dance. So, next up, we've got a little bit of feminist avant-pop, or something like that anyway, from Canada. This is Wonder Brass with a track called It's Insane, and you can hear it without me waffling over it now. Enjoy.
Stop that pain!
Ah, groovy stuff. That was Johnny Pearson, the somewhat legendary library composer. Did all kinds of sort of TV and film music cues for KPM Records. That's from a KPM compilation. And he was also, interestingly, leader of the Top of the Pops band for 16 years, if Wikipedia is to be believed, anyway. Got a few more tracks to squeeze in the last 10 minutes. Next up, we've got something from the new Dutch Uncles album. Yeah, and I'll forgive you if you've never heard of Dutch Uncles before. They're a quite interesting band coming out of Manchester at the moment. I guess you would call them math pop. Certainly, that's what I'd do, for want of a better term. So, from their new album, Cadenza, this is Dressage.
Well, hello, podcasters. I'm afraid I completely screwed up the last link for this show when it went out live, so I'm going to have to re-record it for the podcast. That was Lars Holmer's Looping Home Orchestra. Great band. Do check them out. And this last track is Firebird by White Noise, and it features the wonderful talents of Didier Derbyshire and Brian Hodgson of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, and it's a wonderful track too. So cheerio, and do enjoy the rest of the podcast.
Hoping she'd stay. Milk and honey fed in a feathered bed. She got well and my love flew away. Firebird, fly high, fly free. I can't hold you down. You're too wild for me. Feathers and straw had gone cold. Then at night I dream you come back to me, and your warm body with me to hold.
Firebird, fly high, fly free. I can't hold you down. You're too wild for me.
Again to the ground, but I'm just as high in a rut looking up as I was on a cloud looking down.